This is the brief on AI and crisis management. Chatbots are the front line for people in crisis right now, but relying purely on automated guardrails, it's kind of like building a heavy vault door and taping the combination to the front. First, look at the sheer scale of these failing safeguards. OpenAI's own math shows 0.15% of users have suicidal intent. Guys, that's 1.2 million conversations every single week. And automated blockers are totally failing. A UK coroner found 16-year-old Lucasella Walker bypassed AI refusals just by adding the phrase "for research." That exact failure sparked 7 active California lawsuits for wrongful death against OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman. Seriously, if 2 words defeat a billion-dollar system, is it really a safeguard? Second, the reactive band-aid. Since software is failing, OpenAI scrambled to roll out Trusted Contact on May 7th, 2026. If you're flagged, a human reviewer reads your chat and alerts your emergency contact. But here's the catch. You have to opt in to strangers reading your absolute most vulnerable conversations. Is trading privacy for safety our only way out? Finally, the model done right. South Korea's Clover Care Call uses an automated voice to call isolated seniors twice a week. Crucially, the AI doesn't decide anything. It just listens and flags issues so a real human social worker intervenes. Why did it take a government program to realize AI is just the smoke alarm while the human is the firefighter? The technology will inevitably keep talking to people at the edge of their lives, but the only configuration that doesn't end in a coroner's report is the one with a human kept in the loop.